results and can help you too. Call Greenville Men's Clinic, 864-301-1111. That's 301-1111 or greenvillemensclinic.com. That's greenvillemensclinic.com.
Yeah, let's go. I'm not on tomorrow. I want to get everything we can in here today. The Don writes, Clemson fans drive me nuts with wearing the orange shades and they're going to bias. If the same Clemson team shows up for the NC State game last year, NC State will smash Clemson easily. And you know I'm a diehard, Walt. That's from the Don. So there's your other perspective. Bill's not worried about NC State at all. I promise you that Dabo Swinney has more respect for NC State right now in the program and Devin Leary and even Doran than Bill does. I can promise you that. And I think with good reason. Again, maybe I'll be proven wrong, but I think you're talking about top 10 football team in the country. I like NC State a lot more than I like a lot of these other teams, and because of Leary. I have liked Leary from game one. I saw him. Then he got injured and basically didn't play and finally got back on the football field last year. And the question was, could he make it through a season? Could he stay healthy? I put him on my preseason quarterback list, and he's basically still an unknown at that point. Really hadn't played much. And he lived up to everything from a year ago, and now I'm back a year later, and this guy's off a 35-5 season, and is remarkably accurate. He may threaten the Grayson McCall mark, the quarterback efficiency mark that McCall set last year. It wouldn't surprise me at all. I think at the end of the year, Leary's quarterback efficiency number is going to be like 200. So, and again, defensively, I think they're pretty clearly going to be the second best defense in the league. Their core of linebackers is, all world. Again, have they lost some pieces? They lost Ekwonu. They lost two running backs that, they're not a running team anymore, so it doesn't really matter. I mean, they're a Devin Leary team. They put the ball in his hands and let him win and lose the game. So that's why, and again, from a Clemson fan perspective, you guys watched the season. Every game came down to the wire. You had to worry about every game, let alone the best team. And so you had to worry about every game. So coming into this year, I think Clemson's going to find offense and get better. And they're going to have to. Because you're not going to, every coin flip's not going your way like it did last year if you don't produce more offense. But there are still things that, quite honestly, I think are going to happen, but we need to see them happen. We need to see DJ Uiagalelei improve. We need to see this core receivers improve. We need to see the offensive line improve despite the injuries at the center position. And now, you have an answer there. But we need to see what that offense looks like, because you're not going to make it through this schedule this year unless that offense gets significantly better. And as Pat said earlier, I think it's important that starts in game one. Because you need to be a more confident offensive football team by the time you get to these games against Wake Forest and NC State and the game at BC. You need to be more competent and more confident above all else, more confident football team. You can't just leave it to the defense. You leave it to the defense against Devin Leary, you're losing. I'll tell you right now. If Clemson's offense isn't significantly better than it was a year ago against NC State here, that's where the streak ends. So, again, I think it's smart to know your opponents and to be to understand where their talents and strengths lie and who your top opponents are. And I think NC State's listen, when all is said and done, I think NC State's going to be the top opponent on the schedule. That includes Notre Dame and Miami. So we'll see how that plays out You want in 654-767. Text said Mac Brown, 3 years, 768-467. Right. You know, I just don't see much there. And I think it's coming to an end. I mean, we talk about Mac Brown like he's some sort of great coach and he's some sort of wizard. And really what he has to his claim to fame is Vince Young. And Mac Brown had a good first run at North Carolina, and he had a good early run at Texas. His later years at Texas were an abomination. And for a while it looked like, you know, when they played that game against the Tigers that went right to the buzzer, it looked like, oh yeah, yeah, now they get some recruiting going. Now they have some, it doesn't feel that way to me right now. It doesn't feel to me that way. It feels like it's over to me. It feels like it's over. It seems that way, and it feels that way. Texture 201, we've covered that 1,000 times. DJ Uiagalelei needs to play better, okay? Texture says True Blue here. Mac is like Roy. He can recruit but can't X and O. Proof is the option call against Clemson. Well, yeah, I mean, I just don't know where the program is right now. You know, I look at that program. I'm just not sure what they are right now. I'm not going in this season thinking, you know, Clemson's going to play North Carolina in an ACC title game. In fact, I don't think that at all. I pull up North Carolina's schedule for me, Ramona. When I think of the best coaches in the ACC right now, and you can tell me if you disagree with this. And this is not just from an ACC standpoint, but from a standpoint of sort of hot seat kind of stuff. And I want to talk about that from a national perspective as well. I think your top coach is obviously Dabo Swinney, and he's your number two coach nationally. So he's certainly going to be the top coach in the ACC since Saban isn't in the ACC. And if you consider, you know, longevity in that, then Dabo Swinney would be one. If you're talking about, you know, what's it going to look like into the future. Regardless, he's the clear first in the ACC. All right, once you go past him, I think that right now you have three guys until Halfley or somebody else proves that they've entered this realm. And those three guys to me are Pat Narduzzi of Pittsburgh, Dave Klassen of Wake Forest, and Dave Doran of NC State. Would anyone want to argue that? Is there anybody you want to put above those three guys in terms of what they've done? Who would it be? Seriously, I mean, I don't even know who it would be. I don't think Mac Brown can be the answer. I don't think it can be Mac Brown. Texter 238 says, Clemson run is about to be coming to an end. Their recruiting's falling behind with elite guys. I don't believe that. I don't believe that. I don't believe the Clemson run is coming to an end or any of that stuff. I don't. I do think that some other people are maybe getting better and that, you know, potentially NIL could lead to more balance in some places, in some ways. But again, for me, here's what I wrote, Ramona. I wrote, at the top of my page, I wrote Dabo Swinney, and then underneath it, I wrote non-Dabos.
Non-Dabos.
Yeah, I wrote non-Dabos. Who are the non-Dabos, the next group? And that next group for me, and I don't have these in any particular order. I think they'd be hard to separate. But they're Doran, Narduzzi, and Klassen. I think those three guys, sort of hard to separate. I think you could make cases for any of them. Maybe the most viable case right now is for Narduzzi, actually. But but I think you could make a case for any of them. I mean, if I actually had to, if you forced me to put one and two, I might put Narduzzi second right now. But Narduzzi, Claussen, Doran, I think they're all bunched there. Then I think you have to consider whether you need to add Mario Cristobal to that bunch. I think the answer to that is you do. Now, Cristobal is going to get a big gift inheritance here because he's going to inherit Tyler Van Dyke, one of the best quarterbacks in the league. So he's going to have that advantage, which I think is going to be a pretty significant competitive advantage for a new coach coming in. A new coach doesn't normally come in to a situation where he inherits a banker, an NIL guy who's given him all sorts of talent and helped him get all sorts of talent, and at least in theory. And more notably, a new coach doesn't normally inherit a quarterback as talented as the one that Cristobal is inheriting. So I think Cristobal moves into that realm based on what he's done at Oregon and based on the fact that that he inherits that Miami program, I think, at a pretty good point in time. So I think I would put him in that mix, even though he's not coached an ACC game yet. So I think there's that. Yeah. Yeah, texter 871. There's always got to be the dumbest text of the day. Congratulations. I think when you look at the coaches in the league, that's your group. And then in terms of safety of these coaches, I mean, who is completely safe? Obviously, Dabo Swinney is completely safe. I think Narduzzi is completely safe. I think Claussen is completely safe. He can coach at Wake Forest as long as he wants, which apparently is forever. I think Doran is now completely safe. I think Doran is their guy now. So I think he's completely safe. Other than that group of coaches, who's completely safe in the ACC? I don't think Mac Brown's completely safe. I don't. I think this is his last year. How about that? I think this might be Mac Brown's final season at North Carolina. I think he's finished. I don't think it's going to go in a good direction this year. I think there'd be like a 5-7 team, and I think he's going to be out. So who else has any sort of security in terms of ACC coaches, and who doesn't? Well, let's look at who has the security other than the group I just mentioned. I think that Dabo Swinney, obviously, Pat Narduzzi, Dave Claussen, Dave Doran, and Mario Cristobal, based on his newness and his track record, all have safety. Other coaches with immediate safety, I think Brent Pry at Va Tech has immediate safety, and I think Tony Elliott at UVA has immediate safety. But I will say this, don't bank on that immediate safety keeping you safe in both those cases. I think both those coaches are going to have to prove something almost immediately. And quite honestly, I'm concerned about both guys. I'm not feeling all warm and fuzzy about either of those situations. I don't know what happened with the offensive line at Virginia. I don't know why they all left. It's not clear to me. And Brennan Armstrong, Tony Elliott, is fortunate enough to inherit a great quarterback. But the problem is, I still don't know about the rest of that roster. I don't know about the running game. I don't know about the offensive line. I don't know about the defense, which was an abomination last year. And Coach Elliott brought in a lot of sort of lesser-known military school types. I'm not certain of that whole situation. I have doubts about that. We'll see. I also have doubts about Brent Pry, in part, not because I dislike Brent Pry. I just don't think he was the best candidate for the job. Sometimes, you know, a guy who's not the best candidate winds up working out. We'll see. But those are the guys who have immediate safety, either through what they've done or their newness. We'll talk about who maybe doesn't have safety on the other side. Quick break.
Spring is here and summer isn't far off. Nobody wants to see that old dad bod at the beach. Come into Low Country Mail today and get that weight off, get your energy up, and get your game back in the bedroom. Our concierge plans are just $220 a month and include testosterone, doctor visits, and labs. Ask us about our new peptide weight loss protocol that burns fat and eliminates cravings. Worried about thinning hair? We got you covered with PRP Hair Restoration. No contracts, no pushy salesmen, and no beta males. Make men men again. LowCountryMail.com.
Fossil fuel prices are skyrocketing. Take advantage of a free and renewable energy source. Water furnace geothermal comfort systems tap into the stored solar energy in your yard to save you up to 70% on heating, cooling, and hot water. Get a 26% federal tax credit and a 25% tax credit from South Carolina. Blue Ridge Electrical Co-op customers can get a $1,600 per ton rebate as well. Call Eric Rooney at 735-8081. Water furnace, the reliable renewable.
My name is Anna. I live in Seneca, and I'm a real person. The Max Life Change 6-month program saved my life. Because I have Parkinson's, it was starting to take over my life, and I was in bed a lot. I wasn't getting anything done. I knew I had to do something to get my life back on track. It turns out that the Max Life Change 6-month program is what I needed. It has given me a new outlook on life. Not very difficult at all. This was my first life change program. And it's different than a gym, much different than a gym. And I am so happy to be back doing things that I enjoy. I'm off medication of my hyperthyroidism. What I like about this life-changing program is everybody in there is rooting for you. It's like family. I would tell anyone that wants to lose weight, cut back their meds, and get their life back to call Max Life Change.
Make today the day you book your free consultation with Max Life Change. Call 864-364-1334. Online at maxlifechange.com.
Cards issued by Celtic Bank, member FDIC.
Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's credit cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp's software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 3.3% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/sports. ramp.com/sports. ramp.com/sports.
Don't let the automotive chip shortage put the brakes on your income. Glen Raven is hiring manufacturing workers in all Sunbrella plants. It's a great opportunity to join an established company that manufactures high-quality, sought-after Sunbrella products. Whether you're skilled in manufacturing and ready to start immediately, or new and willing to be trained, 40 to 48-hour work weeks are available for all full-time employees. Plus, you can earn premium pay for night shifts. In addition to earning highly competitive pay, you'll also enjoy paid vacation and holidays, 401k matching, a pension program, free on-site medical care, 24/7 fitness, and more. Sunbrella is hiring, whether you've worked in manufacturing for years or if you're new to manufacturing and willing to be trained. Shift gears today and get on board with Sunbrella. Apply today at join.sunbrella.com. That's join.sunbrella.com.
It's spring in the Upstate, and that means it's time for the BMW Pro-Am Charity Golf Tournament, June 9th through the 12th. This year features planned two courses, the Carolina Country Club and Thornblade, with the celebrity lineup to include Ken Griffey Jr., Larry the Cable Guy, and MLB Hall of Famer Ozzie Smith. Tournament spectators will notice increased sustainability efforts through the tournaments for the Love of the Green program, with the goal of producing the only zero-waste carbon-neutral tournament on the PGA Tour. Tickets are available now. Go to BMWCharityGolf.com.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
With the largest coverage of any sports talk station in the Upstate, nobody does it better than us. No, I said nobody. No, really. Know someone better? They don't exist. We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Giving it up for your love.
Dropped him to the Red Rage. You know, I had a couple other stories I wanted to tell today. Apparently, we're not going to get to it unless we stay on until midnight. Robert and line two. Is that Rory? It's Rory, I guess. I'm coming to you. Before I get to any of that, a couple of things. And I'm getting back to these coaches as well. I also have some NBA I want to get to. And then I just saw this pop up. The NBA is adding MVP awards for the conference finals. The new Eastern Conference Finals MVP award will be named after Larry Bird. The new Western Conference Finals MVP will be named after Magic Johnson. There's also going to be some sort of trophy involving Bob Cousy and Oscar Robertson. You know, the NBA just gets it. They do. This is exactly what they should do. I love that move. I love the Eastern Conference MVP being named after Larry Bird and the Western Conference MVP being named after Magic Johnson. Honor your greats. Honor your greats. Exactly. Let me see where Cousy and Robertson's awards are going to be. You got to remember, Bird and Johnson saved this league. This league was dead, and Bird and Johnson saved this league. Absolutely. They should be remembered accordingly. Where are the others? In addition, the newly designed Eastern Conference Championship Trophy will now be named after Cousy, a point guard who won 6 NBA championships with the Celtics. The updated Western Conference Championship Trophy will be named after Robertson, a point guard who won the 71 NBA championship. All right. I mean, I'm fine with honoring the greats, and Oscar Robertson and Cousy were certainly amongst the greats, regardless of how ignorant J.J. Redick is. Robert, how are you?
Paul, I'm good, and you?
Good, Robert. Appreciate you getting in.
Man, Joe was all over me today.
He was.
I'm telling you.
He was.
Well, you know, let me tell you something, Walt, and you kind of spelled it out yesterday. South Carolina's probably got the toughest schedule in the Eastern Conference of the SEC. Every one of their tough games are on the road. Every one of them.
Yeah,
they got a brutal schedule.
Yeah, that schedule is tough. Yeah, there's no question about it. And sometimes, you know, when your schedule is tough, you can incur more injuries. And it's not just, you know, the one or two games, but the 9 or 10 or 11 games of, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, and just right quick, because I know you got a lot to get to, South Carolina better hope they don't lose to Georgia State. Because let me tell you something, Georgia State has a veteran team this year. They got like 14 players who have less than 3 years of experience. The rest of them are all redshirt sophomores and so forth. They are a veteran team. Sean Elliott, who should have gotten the job in South Carolina, has done an excellent job there. They have a quarterback coming back who has gotten better every year. I think this is his fourth year starting. And they got a kid. You need to write this name down. KZ Adams. His real name is, what is it? Kazarius or something like that. He led the nation in rushing as a high school senior last year. Yeah. But I guess he wasn't big enough for South Carolina because he comes from West Columbia, South Carolina. He's only 5'6", 165 pounds. That kid, mark it down. I'm telling you, South Carolina better hope they don't come into that game thinking that, you know, they're going to walk all over Georgia State, because Georgia State will whip them in a skinny minute. Walt, I appreciate it, man.
That was just a vengeance call by Robert Romano.
Seemed like it. It was just quick.
It was one of Robert's normal calls at all. That call was just directed at Joe in South Carolina State.
I think so too.
Yeah, no question. Or South Carolina. No question about it. Before I get to Rory, let me just go through some of these other coaches. Because I think there are a number of guys in the ACC and elsewhere that are on the hot seat. In the ACC, Mack Brown, 21-17, I think he's done. Whether on his own volition, or whether they ask him to leave, I just think this is going to be his final year. I think he goes 5-70. Now it's like a 500 record and standing here at North Carolina, and I think this is it. So I think he's on the hot seat, one way or another. I mean, again, I don't think they'll just flat out fire him. I think they'll say, you know, hey, Mac, we really appreciate what you do for what you've done for us, but it may be time that we move in a different direction. And the different direction may already be on staff. So we'll see. Dino Babers at Syracuse. Can Dino Babers ride Sean Tucker to a rebirth? Because Babers was certainly on the hot seat last year, and he did ride Sean Tucker and White, his defensive coordinator, and that defense to a rebirth. But they're going to have to do better than they did a year ago. And upward mobility in the ACC Atlantic is going to be tough, especially with all those quarterbacks. He may have the best running back in the country. He's going to have to use him wisely because I think Dino Babers is still very much on the hot seat. What about Scott Satterfield at Louisville? What do we think about Scott Satterfield? Is Satterfield secure or is he on the hot seat? I sort of think he's on the hot seat. Before last year, he flirted with other opportunities. There really weren't better jobs in Louisville. His defense has been pretty horrific. Now, that offense should be pretty good, even though you lose the star receiver. Malik Cunningham is like a one-man offense, and so there's still something to think about there. But I think Satterfield better have a good year. There better not be any 5-7 for Satterfield this year, or I think he'll be done. So that's 1, 2, 3 ACC coaches I think are in difficult situations. That's before we get to Jeff Collins, who's, you know, the hottest seat of all. I mean, you would think. I mean, unless Georgia Tech has given up caring about football. I mean, Jeff Collins should have already been fired. He will be fired after this year. That'll start when he gets his brains beat in by Clemson in game one. I think he's gone. Elsewhere, and just thinking about some of the situations around the country, and I don't think there are a ton of them. You know, we'll have to watch the Auburn situation and see whether Auburn plays better. I think Jeff Scott at South Florida has to turn that thing around this year. We do not live in a patient world. We just don't. Jeff Scott's 3-18. 3-18 is not going to keep you employed very long. I think he's done some things to make them better and make them more competitive. And I hope that they're able to see that and that they're able to be patient. But there's only so much patience in this world anymore. And 3-18 is not going to carry you long. He's got to get better in that regard. And we'll see whether that happens. I hope it does, because I like Jeff Scott, and I think he's capable of doing a really good job. And I really think he's actually made improvements already in terms of their competitiveness. I think they were a much more competitive football team last year than they were the year before. And I think that speaks to coaching. But I just know how this world works, and he's going to have to take another step with that this year and turn some of those more competitive losses into wins. How about Mike Locksley? Mike Locksley at Maryland, he just continues to lose. I mean, this Maryland story was great. You know, it was going to be, he was going to recruit his A off and Maryland was going to turn around and all this stuff. None of that's really happening. He's actually just doing what he's always done, lose. And I would think that this is it for him. This is his last year. He has to win or be fired. Scott Frost at Nebraska, maybe even on a hotter seat than Locksley. Scott Frost has to do something at Nebraska. Now, there are other factors at Nebraska, including the fact that they're now a Big Ten team, but Scott Frost has to do something. You have the feeling in the things they said about Scott Frost last year that they gave him one more year, and this is the one more year. Elsewhere, Seth Luttrell at North Texas, Mike Drew at Ball State, Dana Dimmel. I think there are a lot of guys who are in trouble. Marcus Arosa at UNLV is 2-16. You have to wonder about Herm Edwards based on the off-field issues that they've had. How about Chip Kelly at UCLA? How long does Chip Kelly get a pass before Chip Kelly actually has to produce winning results? Not sure. I think it's going to be an interesting year, though, for coaches in the ACC, in that we have some new guys in place. It'll be interesting to see how they play out. And then I think you have some strength at the top, and you have some unknowns beyond that. And Jeff Hafley is one of the tilt guys. I think Hafley could tilt toward that upper group this year. It would be my expectation for him. Rory, how are you, Rory?
Well, Walt, if I told you the truth, you wouldn't believe me. But I'm worn out. I had a long day on the brick pile. It was just a long, long day. But other than that, I'm feeling great. When good. I listen to your show, I love you, every minute of it. I mean, you know, I'm not going to sit here and BS you. I tell you the truth. You know that. And I love all that quarterback talk yesterday. And I love where you placed my man Grayson, the one from Coastal. I can't remember his last name. Grayson.
McCall.
Yeah, I love that kid. That's my guy. And I hope Coastal does well. Walt, I know you got plenty of reports and text messages, and my phone has been flooding with text messages and emails. Oh, your list sucks. Oh, your list's great. You know, I get them both ways. I don't care. You know how that goes.
Well, Roy, what the masses are hoping for is that if you're going to give us another five or six names, that they've heard of any of them.
Okay, now, today.
Have we moved into the section where people will have heard of any of these guys, Roy?
Yes, okay. Except for the very first one, because I had never heard of him.
Oh, you've never heard of the first one, but he's on the list.
But I did research on it. Big Bad Bob was the one that told me about this guy, and then I did research on him, and number 28, is Saul Weingrat. He managed in the Knoxville.
Saul
Weingrat.
I'm sorry. Who could say it one more time? Saul Weingrat? Is that what he said?
Yeah, that was his cast name. Okay. And he managed a number of tag teams in the Kentucky, Tennessee, Alabama.
Oh, yeah. Saul. And, Ramona, you remember Saul now.
He doesn't remember him. He was in the 50s and 60s.
We know Saul. Yeah, no. You just need to pronounce it right. You said Saul Weingraft, not Saul Weincraft.
Yeah, something like that. But anyway, he managed a team called the Von Bronners, and then he later managed Pez Watley. He also managed the Legionnaires, and he also managed the Samoans early in their career in the early 70s. Yeah, and Bob turned me on to that guy, and I'd never heard of him. Okay. But this next guy I heard of, he started his career in Georgia Championship Wrestling as being a driver. He drove Harley Race and Abdullah the Butcher around. Then he became a referee. Then he did something crooked. They said he couldn't be a referee anymore. Basically, he messed over the Road Warriors, and they fired him. But number 27... Teddy Long, Theodore R. Long. I'm sure you've heard of Teddy Long. Managed guys like Norman the Lunatic, Too Cold Scorpio. His first big tag team was the Sky
Scorpion. I'm honestly not sure I know who Norman the Lunatic was.
You do remember the Skyscrapers. It was Mean Mark Callis, Danny Spivey, and Sid Vicious. But then he also managed
he was great in that punk rock band, too.
Johnny B. Badd, Marcus Bagwell, and Bobby Eaton. Later in his WWE career, he managed D'Lo Brown, Rosie, and Mark Henry. Number 26, and I think most all the fans have heard of this woman. Of course, she started her career as Nicole Roberts. Later, she became Baby Doll and was Tully Blanchard's manager. But she also managed Gino Hernandez, the Mod Squad. Again, the Mod Squad gets another list. Yeah. She managed them in the Kansas City area. And Baby Doll. Later, she also managed Dusty Rhodes. And then she managed Ric Flair. And then she bounced around in the smaller territories.
The American Dream, Dusty Rhodes.
American Dream, that's the road in public, if you will. Now, you might not ever heard of this guy, but a lot of people up north will. And that's Crybaby George Cannon. He handled the Fabulous Kangaroos. My main man,
Ralph.
Didn't
you promise we were going to know these names? Was that your promise? Crybaby George who?
Crybaby George Cannon.
Ramona doesn't like any male who cries, so he's out.
This guy was about 400 pounds. He managed the Kangaroos, the Mongols, Abdullah the Butcher for a little bit. Also, the first guy in the mid-70s that thought of national professional wrestling expansion and only going to one league. And I think Vince McMahon might have stole his idea. Anyway, number 24. I learned something about this cat that I didn't know. Number 24, the Doctor of Style, Slick. You remember Slick, don't you? Yeah. He managed the Bolsheviks, the Iron Sheik, and Hercules Hernandez, Paul Roma,
the Bolsheviks, Rick Martel. And the Iron Sheik. We like the Iron Sheik, yeah.
Ah, he's all right. Yeah. You know, he had a bad habit, real bad habit. I'm not even going to mention it. Well, number, you know, he just liked to party. I actually got his, the Iron Sheik's autograph when he was like a rookie.
Rory.
And
Rory.
Yes.
We have to move on quickly. Math demands it.
Okay. Two more. Number 23. Woman. Do you remember Woman?
I am Woman.
No, golly. God, why is this being so intense?
The manager's name is Woman?
The manager's name is Woman?
Yeah. No, well, she started with Kevin Sullivan.
I missed her.
But then she managed the tag team of Doom, Butch Reed and Ron Simmons.
Wow.
Then she managed Flair. She also was in the NWO.
Woman did.
Yeah.
Woman.
Well, actually, Woman's real name is
Woman
Nancy Benoit.
Flair. Woman.
Yeah. Yeah, for a little bit.
Okay.
But this was her real name was Nancy Benoit, and I really don't want to go into her problem.
By the way, Woman manages me, too. She sits in there.
Yeah, what? And she's a good one. And number 22, well, this guy, I know you'll know, he started his career as Chief Billy White Wolf and was Jay Strongbow's one of his partners. But somehow when he showed up in the AWA, he became Adnan LKC. And he had a number of superstars. Jerry Blackwell, Bruiser Brody, Abdullah the Butcher, all kinds of guys. He bought Ken Patera for $500,000 in an episode of AWA Wrestling.
Oh, the world's strongest man.
Yeah, you've heard of him.
Yeah.
Adnan,
well,
LKC.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm saying these things to you, that would indicate, that'd be your sign that I've heard of them, yes. Chief J. Strongbow, for example. The little war dance that he used to do around the ring.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know how a guy becomes a Native American.
Ramona's looking amazed. Ramona's like, you really know this, too? Yeah. No, I do, sadly.
You do know Adnan LKC, huh?
Are we done?
Yeah. Hey, we can talk about football now. Or whatever.
Dexter said, Woman, that's my wife's name.
Love it.
Okay, I gotta go. Roy, I gotta go. I'm late. I gotta go. Great list. Thank you, Roy. Thank you. Quick break.
Hey, guys. Are you tired of being overweight, tired, and gun-shy when the lights go out? If the answer is yes, you need to come see us today at Low Country Mail. Testosterone replacement plans are just $220 a month and include testosterone, labs, medication, and doctor visits. Get that weight off and keep it off with our new peptide weight loss plans. ED problems? We can help. Get unlimited ED meds for an extra $100 a month or try the P-Shot combined with our shockwave therapy. Get your alpha back. Book today. LowCountryMail.com.
It's moving day, and Tiger Moving Company is here to help. Skip the headache. Hire the professionals with the right tools for your move. Their clean-cut and reliable team pack and assemble furniture seamlessly, so all you have to do is make yourself at home. To top this all off, they even start and stop the clock at your house, charging you a flat hourly rate. No rounding up. Call today at 908-9028 or email tigermoving@gmail.com to make your next move with Tiger Moving Company.
Mattress shopping is brutal, almost as bad as buying a used car. Engineered Sleep has made the process of finding the perfect mattress simple and easy. Each mattress sold is designed and made themselves, making it less confusing and saves you hundreds of dollars buying it direct from the manufacturer. Better Sleep is only 70 cents a night. Visit Monday through Saturday for a stress-free and pleasant experience. Use WCCB for 10% off and two free pillows. Up to $475 savings. Free local delivery. American made. EngineeredSleep.com. Better sleep, rest assured.
It's bow time. Help support Folds of Honor and grab a limited edition camo big bow box with 8 pieces of chicken plus biscuits, fixings, and tea. Only at Bojangles.
Hi, this is Jeff with the Pound Cake Man in Clemson with a question for you. If you haven't tried our delicious made-from-scratch pound cakes, what are you waiting for? We've got over 80 different flavors to choose from in whole cakes or cupcakes, regular, gluten-free, or dairy-free. We also offer free delivery anywhere in the Clemson area. If you have come by, we thank you for your support. Check out our bakery on Old Greenville Highway in Clemson or our website, lbcakes.com, and be looking for our next location in Greenville this spring. The Pound Cake Man, just delicious.
I'm Eddie Bennett. Spring is here, and Bennett has Takeuchi track loaders, excavators, and wheel loaders available for sale or rent at our locations. Bennett and Takeuchi now offer attachments for track loaders and excavators with the Takeuchi quality and dependability you've come to trust. Call or visit any of our upstate locations or online at BennettEquipment.net. Bennett Equipment and Takeuchi, two names you can trust. And as always, when you need equipment, buy it or rent it from Bennett.
This week, the Clemson Tigers are on the road as they head up to Charlottesville, Virginia to take on the University of Virginia, a tough opponent inside the ACC Coastal, and the Tigers will look to come back home with some wins. Broadcasts will begin at 5:30, 3:30, and 2:30, and you can catch it all right here on the Clemson Athletic Network.
Let's face it. Credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I order takeout, use my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Get a low fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream from $5,000 to $100,000 and pay off those credit card balances. Apply online and you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR. But with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.73% APR with autopay and excellent credit.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate.
Apply today at LightStream.com/radio and get an additional interest rate discount. That's LightStream.com/radio. LightStream.com/radio.
Subject to credit approval, rates range from 5.73% APR to 19.99% APR and include a 0.5% autopay discount. Lowest rate requires excellent credit. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com/rate for more information.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of a roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
We're your sports psychologists, taking your calls on the Vibe broadband phone lines all day. You're listening to 105.5 and 97.5, The Roar.
Touchdown!
Where every day is game day.
Where it began, I can't begin to know him. But then I know it's growing strong. Hand, touching hands, reaching out, touching me.
The best, Sweet Caroline. We are back. Let me get to Greg, and I want to talk a little basketball before we get out of here, too. Greg, how are you?
Hey, Walt, how's it going?
Good, Greg. Appreciate you getting in.
Yeah, I haven't talked to you in a while, but I've been busy getting ready for my daughter's wedding.
Oh, well, congratulations.
Thank you. I don't know why I said that. What have I got to do to get ready? I just show up.
Well, you have to pay for it.
Boy, tell me about it. No, I was.
That's true.
I was listening over a little over an hour ago, but I couldn't call, so I'm calling now to say this. Of course, we're worried about NC State. What's the matter with y'all? Of course, we're worried about them. Jeez.
Well, I'm glad someone is, Greg. And there are others on the text line with, I think, some common sense as well, because I think they're going to be a team to worry about. You know, they'll be a loaded bunch.
There's a lot of bravado in May, you know, about the coming football season. But I will say this, mainly because I just like reminiscing about it. But Deshaun Watson, I won't say he taught me this, but he drove it into my soul when he was here. There's nothing more comforting than when you know the best player in the stadium is your quarterback. And you know, our guys, he's had some terrible luck. I'm not kicking him. I think he's had really some bad breaks. But if the best guy in the stadium is not your quarterback, you just don't have that comfort. I mean, I know playing in the Valley is a big advantage and whatever. But I was there the day Pitt scored about 50 on us, and you know, they weren't even that good of a team, I didn't think.
Yep.
And NC State sounds like they're going to be loaded for bear. So yeah, I think it'll be a very exciting game. It's a night game. I hope it is. But yes, we are worried.
It's a good job, Greg. And you're 100% right. The team that has the best quarterback has a competitive advantage. I mean, there's no question about it. And from an NC State standpoint, every game they play all year, they will have the best quarterback, at least until the college football playoff, were they to make it. So they're going to be in good position in that regard.
Yeah. Well, anyway, sorry I hadn't talked to you in a while. I'll try to do better.
No, I appreciate it, Greg. I always appreciate your calls. And again, congratulations to your family, your daughter and family.
Thank you very much.
Yep, thank you, Greg. Ed, I'll get to you in a minute. You know, if you're looking for a potential downfall for NC State, the only thing I can think of is that you lose Ekwonu at left tackle. And Ekwonu, to me, was the best offensive lineman in America. And so that's a pretty substantial loss. I don't really care about the losses of you know, person, et cetera. That doesn't really bother me. They're a pass-first team. They lost Emezi at wide receiver, who was a big-bodied possession receiver, but not an elite player in any way, shape, or form. They actually have better talent still on the team. Devin Carter is an insane talent. Devin Carter just needs to make sure he catches every ball. He had three drops in the Miami game that cost NC State that game, but Devin Carter's going to be a big-time problem. I think he wears 88, but regardless, he's a 6'4 wide receiver / detached tight end looking type that just poses opponents massive problems. And then the slot they have there, Thomas, who is a nightmare matchup out of the slot. But defensively, I think is where the story is really going to be, in that you have a defense that's going to return 14 of their top 15 tackles. And again, that's without the guy who was supposed to be first team all league heading into last year, who missed the season. So that's the NC State situation. I still want to get some basketball. Ed!
Walter.
Ed, how are you, Ed?
I'm good. In the spirit of Roy, I'm going to do the top 10 worst NFL quarterbacks in no particular order, and I'm going to do one every time I call.
Okay.
So this is going to encompass from the beginning of the NFL, which...
Oh, you mean all time. So these are Ed's 10 worst quarterbacks at all time, delivered in time release small doses, because any more would be a poison to the whole system.
Yeah, and I'll it depends on how many they'll be, because I really haven't researched a lot of the guys back in the 30s and 40s and never really saw them.
Yeah.
So I'll just go with it. But I'll start off, I'll give you two today. The first is DeMarcus Ware. quarterback for the Raiders?
DeMarcus Ware.
What was the guy they drafted out of LSU? I think I got his name wrong.
What? I'm so confused.
We're off to a really bad start on your list, Ed.
Well, it just popped in my head. DeMarcus Ware played for the Cowboys, didn't he?
And is a Hall of Fame type player. Yeah. Edge guy.
Yeah, okay.
Edge guy. I think what you mean is Jamarcus Russell.
DeMarcus Russell, okay.
Which is close to DeMarcus Ware.
Yeah, well, there's an Arcus in the
There's an Arcus.
And the other one is one that people might do a little research, but I'll give you some stats on him.
Yeah, I'm buying DeMarcus Russell. Russell hated football.
Yeah, he hated watching film, that's for sure. But it was because he couldn't read the subtitles. The other one, I'll give you some stats, Iron. He played for the Philadelphia Eagles during the scab season. And in a game against the Bears, he was sacked 10 times, had 5 lost fumbles, and threw an interception. And his name was Guido Merkins, an ex-Saint.
He had a very short-lived career.
Yeah, he did. And here's a bit of trivia. Do you know where he played college at?
You sure you're not getting this last name screwed up, too?
No, it's Guido Merkins.
Hofstra?
I think so. I don't know. That's why I ask you.
It's a wonderful start to the list, Ed.
Well, you know, you got to start somewhere,
that's
Walt.
That's right. Well, Ed, the good news is it will only get better from here.
Yep, that is the good news. So on a scale of 1 to 100, I get what, a 7?
3.
Okay, fair enough. Hey, I only named 2 quarterbacks, so I got 1.5 break.
All right, I got to run. The Celtics and Bucks last night, great game. The Celtics went choky-choke. I'm shocked Joe didn't talk about this. The Celtics were outscored 33-21 in the fourth quarter. They had a 13-point lead with 9 minutes left. 13-point lead at home with 9 minutes left in a game 5. By the way, teams that win game 5 in NBA playoff series win the series 82% of the time. Now, we talked about the must-win nature of game 5 last night. We told you that to take the points with the Bucks, that the 5.5 was automatic. But I thought the Celtics would find a way to win that game, and quite honestly, they should have. They led all night, and as I said, were outscored 33-21 in the fourth. Too much Marcus Smart with the ball in his hands at the end of the game. Marcus Smart's a terrific defender, NBA Defensive Player of the Year, but that doesn't mean I want him with the ball in his hands at the end of the game when I have guys like Tatum on my squad or Brown, who had 22 points while they were still in the third quarter. You just can't have that. The other thing that occurs to me is with Middleton out, and Middleton is allegedly it's alleged that he might return for game 6. With Middleton out, even with Middleton playing, is Giannis the closest thing we've seen to a one-man team in terms of winning playoff games and or championships since who? Giannis as one-man team. When has anybody else been more of a one-man team and won a title? I'm just not sure. And again, you can make a case Middleton's a pretty good player, Holiday's a pretty good player, but they're not your typical numbers 2 or 3 type guys. Giannis is basically like a one-man show, and he is an all-time super freak. More
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Progressive presents Forced Medical.